Hi there, and welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this show. If you are hurting because of someone else's problem habits, or if your own behaviors are holding you back, keeping you down, dragging you down, well, this show is for you. What do you do when you feel trapped by a behavior that you haven't been able to change? Or if you care about somebody who's caught in some unhealthy habits? I've been a behavior change specialist for quite a while now, and I've helped people just like you who are stuck in habits that make you feel unhealthy, unhappy, and stuck. I've learned there's some common things about all habits, and there's a ways to approach this no matter what habits you're dealing with. So here's a question. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You've learned how to look good on the outside to hide how bad you really feel on the inside. And that's when you say, I'm feeling fine, but it really isn't the truth. This is what happens when our habits have taken over our lives. Habits into Health programs are here for you because I know it's possible to stop feeling so worried and out of control. This show is all about helping you learn new skills so you can start creating a life free from your problem habit. Imagine that. We're continuing in a mini-series about resistance, or reluctance, which is the word I prefer. Resistance is a way of putting yourself down and not recognizing that even your problem habit serves a function. It might be what I call a dysfunctional function, but it serves a purpose nevertheless. And my experience is that you'll have a lot harder time dealing with your problem habit if you don't get what this purpose is all about. So far, I've offered 3 steps for a new way to learn about that purpose. And it also happens to be practical, a friendly way to get where you want to go in creating your change in habit. Today, we'll talk about a 4th part in this process. All problem habits share a common source, and that is the inability to self-regulate in some way. Self-regulation involves action, and action starts at the smallest level before thought. So in this show, before we start our topic, we do a little practice where you get to be attentive to what's going on physically. Tapping into this inner level of bodily experience is the basis for any change in behavior. And that's why we say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. The exercises are an opportunity to step back from thinking about and step into being with. And, you know, this is not about performance. It's not about burning a lot of calories or reaching a specific health or fitness goal. In fact, the exercises I'm passing on to you can be applied to sports or any other activity that you do, from, using a computer to eating your lunch. I know some folks who use the Habits into Health framework as part of their yoga practice, and others who start one of the ways I did, which is simply to be attentive to how you grip the steering wheel when you're driving a car. In the exercises, I offer suggestions, and you're free to follow in whatever way works for you. The only thing I do recommend is that you do this as a discipline, so that you come to recognize your baseline from which you can experiment. Let's get into action with today's practice. Place one hand on your upper chest right now, so that your hand is in between and a little above your breasts. If doing this isn't appropriate in the moment, just be attentive to this area in you. Notice as best as you can any direct sensory experience. For instance, you might experience movement, the beat of your heart, or the rhythm associated with breathing. Most of us can recognize the latter. You don't have to come up with any words, although if this happens, notice that as well. For example, you might hear yourself speak, what's called self-talk. If that happens, just notice as best you can where you experience the physical sensation of self-talk. You might be attentive to the area around your throat, for instance, where the voice box is, or inside your ears where you hear. The sound waves of hearing have physical components that we usually don't attend to or consider as voluntary, but you can bring your voluntary attention there. And now bring your attention back to your chest. Do you experience warmth or coolness? The contact could be anywhere on a range of temperature from hot to cold. I'm doing this along with you, and right now I'm noticing that my hand feels a little bit stiff, but warm, and my chest is feeling that warmth. You can also let yourself recognize the structure of your chest. You feel a kind of spongy quality of the tissues Do you seem to sink in? Or are you braced or stiffened? Are you aware of your rib cage? Just be attentive to the quality of your sense of yourself right now. You could even press your hand into your chest a little bit and then unpress. And just notice what kind of impact that has. It's possible that you feel yourself slowing down. Or maybe you find yourself more attentive to the beating of your heart, whether it's slow or fast. You don't have to go into any judgment about whether you feel excitement or calm or nervous, energized, subdued. There's no right or wrong, only giving yourself permission to be attentive to what is. All of these involve muscular action, from the ever-present beat of your heart or the movement involved in bringing air into your lungs and sending air out of your lungs, even to the generation of temperature, to the structural shape that your chest is in. So just notice, what is activated muscularly in your chest right now on these different levels? And be aware that if you don't recognize much, this is very common. Most of us have been highly trained to put our mental activity at the forefront, even as we go about routine daily activities that are physical, like sitting, standing, walking, talking. And we tend to notice the physical primarily through discomfort or pain, an ache here, a tension there, maybe an itch or a scratch. It really takes practice to awaken to our physicality from a place of presence rather than pain, doesn't it? And this is an opportunity to do that. Just to notice your physicality. Notice what's happening in the area of your chest right now. Without judgment, without questioning, let it just be. And then maybe you can voluntarily take a deep breath, whatever way that means to you. And then continue to practice being with by staying attuned to what's happening in your chest as we continue with the episode. Good. I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Habits into Health. And my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist, and I've learned some effective ways to work with the muscular action patterns that underlie all human behavior. And that includes habitual behavior that leaves you feeling, well, unhappy. I can't take credit for inventing the methods that Habits into Health exercises come from. I learned them from others and have applied them to the problem that so many people like you have in dealing with problem habits, from relatively simple and benign behaviors like chewing fingernails to really painful habits like overeating or low self-esteem, even to life-threatening habits like drug addiction. If you're dealing with a problem habit, or even if the problem is a habit somebody else has, you can benefit from these methods for dealing with the situation. Come on over to habitsintohealth.com and submit a comment about your experience doing the exercise or working with your problem habit, because your feedback is important. You can remain anonymous because all comments are monitored. So you can even ask me not to post your comment publicly. If you want additional support too, there's a place on the website where you can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire. And that gets you started. Let's go into our topic. In talking about resistance the last few episodes, I said this term is an unhealthy way to consider habit changes. As a therapist, I don't even use the word resistant. I don't consider it a helpful way of thinking about you at all. If you ask me, why am I so resistant? I'd focus on how you feel about yourself in the midst of that, because this is a really unfriendly way to deal with anything, much less any habit you want to change. And like I said earlier, self-regulation involves action that starts at the smallest level. So before change happens, preparation for change has to happen. And this can be a great strategy when you realize that no matter what your intentions, you keep getting pulled back to that problem habit that has led to no good in the past. That could be 5 years in the past, or it could be 5 minutes ago. The last few episodes, I've described a process of steps that are a preparation for change. And today, I offer up the fourth step in the process. Earlier, I also said that your problem habit serves a function, right? It has a purpose, even if it's dysfunctional, and at the level of your thinking brain, you don't get what it's about. Or maybe you know what it's about, but that isn't enough to change it. Well, it turns out that taking action to turn things around can help you sort out what the purpose for your habit is. You don't have to figure out why you do what you do in order to change it. Isn't that great? Understanding actually comes from letting the body take the lead and letting that mind of yours that tries to figure things out step back from running the show. Okay, so here's a brief summary of the previous steps, all of which are questions that you ask yourself. And if you want to hear more about each of these, you can go to habitsintohealth.com and in the search box type Take Full Responsibility. That's where I have posted this episode, and I will put links to the other episodes in this mini-series on that page. Great. Now, question number one is, what's really going on right now? And just know that being pulled to engage your habit, even if you don't experience serious craving, usually indicates that something else is going on. And it could be relatively simple or it could be fairly complex. Either way, our deepest life force wants something different for us than our problem habit gives us, something life-affirming. And our problem habit usually takes away from this or blocks us. So just ask what's really going on and listen. Any answers that come up don't have to be right. They might be just a possibility. Just be open to considering what comes up. Question number two, now that you've listened for what's really going on and you have some sense of that, ask yourself, okay, do I still want to engage in my problem habit? It might be smoking a cigarette, eating a candy bar, making a phone call to your ex, having a beer, chewing your fingernails. It could be any behavior that's caused some kind of problem for yourself or for others. If your answer is no, then you might want to just hang out with what's really going on. Focus your attention on exploring options about that. If your answer is maybe, or I'm not sure, or even yes, then move to the next question. You don't have to go into any deep analysis about it. You can just say, yeah, I still want to engage in it. Doesn't matter what's going on right now. Or maybe, I'm not sure. Question number three. Here's where you start getting a little more honest. You ask yourself, okay, I'm wanting to do it still. So if I engage in my habit, am I willing to face the consequences that might happen? Now, if you don't really think there are any consequences, then your answer is, sure, I'll face them. Most likely. If your answer is maybe or I'm not sure, then you're really basically leaning toward yes, or at least you're willing to consider it. In this case, make a list of the consequences you've experienced in the past when you engaged in your habit. Maybe one or two, or heck, even 6 or 18. Keep going. If your answer is no, then make a list of your top consequences that you don't want to happen again. This will help keep you steady in your no by reminding you of what the consequences were. So here we are at question number four. If you've passed through the gates of the first three questions, and you're still on board, either as a yes or a maybe, with engaging in a problem habit, then what? Well, this one is about making a decision to deal differently with the consequences, whatever they might be. So here's the question. If any of the consequences I've experienced in the past do happen, am I willing to take full responsibility for them? Am I willing to own up to setting these consequences into motion by my own decision to engage in my habit, and to do so without self-blame, to take this as a learning for the future? The hard work with this step is that you agree to not moan or complain about the consequences if they make you unhappy. You agree not to be giddy and sassy if you get good consequences. You're agreeing to just say what's so either way, no matter what the consequences are. Now, this may be an easy decision to make. You might say, yeah, no big deal. Yeah, sure, I'm willing to deal differently with the consequences. At the very least, I encourage you to say, well, I'm willing to give this a shot. I'm willing to take whatever comes down and not go into blame, not go into shame, not go into any kind of self-deprecation, putting myself down. I'm just going to say, oh, okay. And so this is the step. Question number four, am I willing to take full responsibility? Next episode, we'll discuss the fifth step in the process. Next episode, we'll discuss the fifth step in the process when you experience the results of the decisions you made in the previous four steps. I am going to sign off for now. Let me know how it's going so far by submitting a comment at habitsintohealth.com. And let me know if you want me to post it publicly or if you want to keep it just between you and me. And if you want to do some additional exploration, one way to get into the preparation process is by asking for my free self-assessment questionnaire. It'll give you some things to consider that can be helpful. Remember also to be kind to yourself. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over that problem habit of yours and start creating a life where you feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. Thanks so much for joining me.